Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A petition to shut down automated license plate readers in the Quad Cities has gathered hundreds of signatures. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's the latest in a host of efforts across the state to protest the controversial law enforcement tool.
David Stoner, who lives in Moline, says he started the petition after learning about automated license plate readers from a YouTube video. Then he found out they were in his town. The cameras are stationed in a variety of locations and catalog the license plate, make, model, and color of cars passing by, even if there wasn't a crime committed. They're primarily owned by a company called Flock.
I would like to have the systems out. I think Bettendorf and Davenport, their contracts with Flock are up for renewal this summer, I believe. So trying to push for timing with that where maybe those could be rethought.
The ACLU of Iowa has said the cameras violate a right to privacy, but many law enforcement officials say the technology has proven useful for solving crimes across multiple jurisdictions. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Congress is expected to vote today on a plan to extend health care subsidies that expired last month. Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen says his office is hearing from some of the 400,000 Illinoisans who say that they are now priced out of health insurance.
It's unacceptable because these are real families. These are real people. These are people with disabilities. They're senior citizens. These are kids.
The Moline Democrat says health care is especially important now with flu cases rising. Sorensen says he's willing to negotiate with Republicans to save health care insurance for as many people as possible. The city of Dubuque has approved a tax increment financing plan to build 34 condominiums in the Millwork District downtown. GT Novelty Condos is planning to develop the housing in part of the Novelty Ironworks building on East 10th Street. Dubuque City Manager Michael Van Milligan says the deal requires the company to invest $6 million in the project.
The developer will receive 15 years of tax increment financing incentives in the form of semi-annual rebates. Tax increment financing incentives are estimated to not exceed $1,030,104.
Van Milligan says the city is estimated to need an additional 2,000 to 2,500 homes over the next decade to keep up with population growth. The Illinois Community College Board is awarding over $9 million in grants to support community colleges and partner organizations across the state. That includes nearly $300,000 for the Safer Foundation in Rock Island. Black Hawk College in Moline and Carl Sandburg College in Galesburg are also receiving funding from the Innovative Bridge and Transition Grant Program. The grants will expand access to adult education pathways, wraparound support, and transition services designed to meet the needs of today's learners and employers. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has opted the state into a federal program to support school choice. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports.
People who donate to nonprofits that offer scholarships to K-12 students can receive up to $1,700 in tax credits. Students of families who make up to 300% of the area median income are eligible for the scholarships. The program is part of the massive tax and spending bill signed into law last year. The tax incentive goes into effect in 2027. On a visit to Iowa, U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon praised Reynolds' decision to participate in the program.
This is a momentous step to break away from top-down mandates and expand school choice.
Iowa already has a similar program that lets a person earn up to 75% of their donation back in tax credits. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports the monthly jobless rate in November remained unchanged at 4.4%. There was no unemployment data reported for October due to the federal government shutdown. Total non-farm payrolls in November lost about 9,700 positions. In Iowa, the state's Workforce Development Agency reports the November jobless rate fell 0.2 points to 3.5%. The state added roughly 4,600 jobs in November. This is WVIK News.